שירו לו, זמרו לו, שיחו בכל נפלאותיו.
עשיריות תורניות היום הן קבוצת הונגריה.
The tenths on duty today are the Hungaria group, Los Angeles group, Chile, Santiago, Krasnoyarsk, Hadera, Petah Tikva, 10 number 22. And let's hear from Hungary.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. We had a strong preparation for this duty with the other tenths for the last 3 days. And we would like to project happiness and confidence for the world clay, because through the Congress, through the lessons and Rav, we received the chance to recognize the Creator behind everything we are doing, and to build a love affair with the Creator through love of friends. And there is no greater happiness than getting closer to our goal of feeling the Creator and justifying Him. L'chaim. Avim, Los Angeles. Bevakashim.
Chavarim, yekarim. Anachnu avarnu b'yachad rab shanim im harav ha'anak shelanu im ha... שהוא מחובר לכל ההשתלשלות של הכל המקובלים שהיו אי פעם. ואני ממש רוצה להגיד לכם ש...
And I really want to tell you, sorry we had a technical problem, and I really want to tell you that when we receive coarseness,
זה ממש מתנה גדולה מהבורא.
This is a great gift from the Creator. It's a great gift that we should be so happy about. It's as if you found the greatest treasure in the world. Because you found it, this present, it gives you a gift of speech, of dialogue between you and the Creator Himself. And He gave us the friends so that we will take this coarseness, this thickness, and turn it, invert it from in order to receive to in order to bestow. And that is a great joy. It's such great joy that if you didn't have it, how sad and miserable and purposeless would a person be in this world. And now I would like to invite the giant group from Hadera, please.
כן, שלום חברים יקרים, כלי עולמי.
Yeah, so hello dear friends, world clean. Let's get into this lesson with great gratitude, great joy for having gone through not just a very unique congress and a huge congress, but also this whole time after the congress was especially unique, filled with new discernments, not just no more just plain ups and downs of tiredness, but an actual change of attitude towards the Creator. Following all those descents, we learned how to transform them, how to convert the burdening of the heart to a completely new yearning for the Creator and new discernments in the relations between us. It's a state that has never been before, and we should be very grateful and very happy for it and very excited. So let's get in with all of this special feeling between us into this wonderful lesson that's going to happen now. L'chaim, Petach Tikva, go ahead.
The Rabash says in his article Love of Friends, several individuals must come together with a desire to abandon self-love, but without sufficient force and appreciation for bestowal to become independent, without help from the outside. Now, if these individuals annul before one another, since each of them has at least potential love of the Creator, though they cannot actually keep it, then by each joining the society and annulling oneself before it, they become one body. For example, if there are 10 people in that body, it has 10 times more power than a single person. If each one enters the society and annuls himself, they become as one body, composed of 10 people. Then it has 10 times more power than a single person does. Again, there is one council. If several individuals come together who have this small power, they have the desire to abandon self-love. However, without sufficient force and appreciation for bestowal so as to become independent without help from outside. Now, if these individuals annul before one another, since each of them has at least potential love of the Creator, though they cannot actually keep it, then by each joining the society and annulling oneself before it, they become one body. For example, if there are 10 people in that body, it has 10 times more power than a single person does. Workshop question. How can we correctly follow and implement the advice of the Kabbalists so that this body will have 10 times the power? Again, workshop question. How do we properly implement between us the advice of the Kabbalist so that this body will have 10 times the power?
כוח פי עשרה אני יכול לקבל רק אם אני יודע להחשיב אתכם כגדולים רק אני, אם אני יודע להעריך את אותם הערכים
I can count you as great I need to count you as great and that I do by regarding those messages you give me so by uniting together we will increase the power of the ten if we increase, magnify the friends by operating together with the friends in order to discover the Creator in the friends. The Creator has to be revealed in the friends. Then that power can be multiplied by 10. You need to see the friends as great, to ask for them, to want the Creator to be revealed in them. And then it's possible to bring about that new quality that is 10 times greater in the 10. Yes, through envy we can acquire a greater lack from friends in the 10, additional lack, and to multiply our strength.
The importance and probably also the love for the Creator exists in the ten, and thus at least we have to make an effort to see the true reality that we are one body, and the effort probably leads to that.
And also through the ten and the group, more broadly, this integration that we make between us by devoting ourselves, annulling ourselves, and working according to our fundamental rules. We get that addition, we expand ourselves each time, tenfold.
We play. We play with the greatness of the Creator. We play with what we want to be. And the light comes and strengthens us together.
Yesterday, our ten met. We talked about prayer. And we saw how we can receive strength greater than the power of each of us, that each of us has alone. That's the purpose, to pray together.
Grabbing hold of the Creator and bringing it to the friends.
Yes, through integration we can also multiply our strength.
We try to see the Creator between the friends, in the friends.
Yes, I also wanted to say that we ascribe everything that happens in the ten to "there is none else besides him."